KTBB News Time, 7:53, 40 degrees in Longview, 43 degrees right now in Tyler, and a good Friday morning to you, East Texas. It being Friday, you know what time it is. It is time for You Tell Me Texas with KTBB's own Paul Gleiser. Morning, Chief.
Good morning, Jeff. You know, I woke up this morning saying, I wonder if I might love to hear some Rick Astley today. Thank you for that.
Glad I could help.
Yeah, we are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the restaurant and grand tasting room at Keepersall. East Texas destinations, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. It is fashionable on the left to characterize anything having to do with Donald Trump, the Trump administration, federal law enforcement under Trump, the Department of Justice under Trump's attorney general, or any other Trumpian thing to which the left objects, which is to say everything, as a manifestation of Nazism. It happens so often as to have become cliche that Trump is compared to Hitler. Immigration and customs enforcement is routinely compared to the Gestapo. In their never-ending quest to delegitimize and cancel Donald Trump, the left attempts to invoke mental images of the most profoundly evil regime of the 20th century. Or was it? An often unappreciated historical fact is that as bad as Germany was under Hitler, Russia under Joseph Stalin was far worse. Depending on which source you choose, Hitler is credited with murdering 25 million people. But that number pales when put up against Joseph Stalin. Historians put the number killed by that murderous tyrant at more than 100 million. When you boil down Nazism and communism, you come to understand that they are two sides of the same coin. At their core, they both operate from the belief that certain large portions of the population have no right to exist. For the Nazis, that belief is based on race. For the communists, it's based on class. And in both ideologies, the state has total control over all aspects of society. Leftists are willfully blind to an inescapable fact of human nature. You cannot exert total economic control over a population without state coercion. Force takes the place of individual choice in the natural signals of a free market. It's always the case that political monopolies breed fear among the monopolists. A single ruling party cannot allow rivals, free media, or political opposition without risking collapse. Fear and repression thus become the tools of regime survival. And as the beleaguered citizens of repressive communist regimes like those of the Soviet Union, Cuba, China, and Venezuela learned in equal measure to the citizens of Nazi Germany that preceded them, with the courts, churches, media, industry, and civil society all absorbed by the state, there is no restraint on state power. Abusive repression follows as night follows the day. Yet as today's leftists gibber and prattle and demonstrate and act out about the latter-day Nazism they claim to deplore, they never denounce communism. Instead, they embrace the Marxism that unleashed communism. University course catalogs and faculty lounges are filled with classes and professors that glowingly present communism as the brass ring of human societal evolution. Leftists in academia, media, and popular culture defend the communist regimes like Cuba and Venezuela while managing to completely overlook the horrific number of people those malign regimes have imprisoned and killed. Anyone who compares Donald Trump to Hitler knows nothing of either Donald Trump or Hitler. Anyone who denounces Nazism while supporting or even being willing to countenance communism, understands neither Nazism nor communism. The bottom line, today's leftists are not only wrong, they're also shockingly ignorant. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. It's February, and the word of the month is sweet. Why? Well, I mean, come on, it's Valentine's Day when we talk about our sweethearts. Sweet chocolate, you know, sweet. It fits with February. The vendors at Keepersall certainly agree, and so each week this month, Keepersall is featuring one of its sweet wines at 25% off. The wines include Keepersall's Texas Pink Rosé and Texas Flight Rosé for you pink wine drinkers, and for white wine drinkers, Texas Chyla, a delightful wine reminiscent of a European Sauternes, and finally, Keepersall's gold medal-winning Dolce White. One beautiful Keepersall Texas sweet wine per week during the sweet month of February at 25% off. So go to keepersall.com/sweet to learn more. You can buy online, or of course, you can try a sip on me at the Grand Tasting Room. To do that, go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge for a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. There's more at keepersall.com/suite.